sharing that spirit again.
Yeah, very much so. I thought it was a typical Championship game. In the end, we ground it out. Probably had three pieces of quality in it, and three pieces of real quality in it. Forward-wise, I thought it was some good defensive quality shown, but, you know, forward-wise, three bits of quality. And fortunately for us, we produced two of them.
So was it seven games unbeaten now, Rob?
I believe it is.
It's eight,
and that's, you know, that's great testament to the players and the squad that we've got here, because it'd be interesting over them eight games, how many players we've used. And we don't use a rotation system here. We pick what we think, first of all, what's fit, but any one of them, you know, when they call upon, do the very best for the club, and I think that's you know, tonight was just another example of that. To go 1-0 down, you know, it wasn't, you know, the game was going nowhere early on, or it seemed. It was just drifting, really, and then it burst into life a bit. And I thought we showed again great resilience and spirit.
Clearly unaffected by any sort of takeover talk as well.
Yeah.
As you are, I'm not for it.
You have to be. You can only deal with reality, can't you? So, reality is that we had a game tonight and we've got another one Saturday, so that's where we are.
All change when you got all those millions to spend, won't it?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's nice to see Matt Pryor come back to Ball Fitness. Do you think he's going to be available for the first team selection on Saturday?
Yeah, he's in an ideal world, Matty would have a week's training under his belt. We wouldn't need to put him back in at the moment. Andy Johnson's the same, Stephen Hughes is the same, Patrick McCarthy's the same. You know, they're really pulling themselves through it, and I think that's, like I say, that probably epitomises the spirit and the squad we've got here at the moment. That there are, whatever way it goes, they're a good bunch of individuals and a really, really good bunch of professionals.
You had to change your other path to it.
I had to. Well, I left Paddy Kisnorbo, twisted his knee on Saturday, and we were hoping he was going to be okay, and he had a little injection to see if he could settle it down yesterday, but it wasn't right. James Wasilewski is the same, he's got a knock, so both of them missed out today. Alan Mabry, you know, this morning I didn't think he'd have any chance of the 16, but he's had some work done on him, and he did great to get on the bench for us.
They gel well together, considering they're playing together itself.
Yeah, but we on the training pitch, you'll see, you know, Andy, you see that we work sort of, it's the best part of the job really out there doing the football, so, you know, we spend a lot of time, so they've got them relationships anyway from the work that we do. You know, we do sort of unit work and we work with different areas, so they get quite comfortable going and playing wherever. That was an important thing when I was given the chance to bring a couple of players in the summer, that I was conscious that they might have to play in different areas. People like Darren Kenton and Nisa, you know, when Nisa came, you know, they can play. Richard Stearman, Alan Mabry, they can play in different areas, which I think for a squad as small as ours is vital.
Must have been happy with the back four,
they
had largely on
trouble, apart from the dog. Yeah, I think they had the bar sort of late on and they put a lot of balls in our box, but I thought we showed a lot of resilience and spirit in making sure we kept them out, because they're not bad. I think they'll be all right. Tony's got them. You know, they'll be fine. They're competing, I think, in the top half of the league.
Hume enjoying his football, five, I think.
Yeah. I'm pleased for him, because sometimes you don't, you know, you work on, you don't get your words. Funny enough, that movement and where he was to score is something that we've spoke about quite a bit off set plays, because he's got a very good spring, but he's not the biggest. He's not going to dominate in the air off them set plays. But like all players, but certainly goal scorers, he's scoring, which breeds that confidence. But the other side of his game never dropped. You know, he gives us, you know, works hard, and like the rest of them, that's where we are.
How awkward is it for McCarthy with the match going?
I don't think it can be easy now. But I think, you know, he just wants to play. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd let him out. You know, well, there was a choice. He can either get on with it, or he's out for 6 weeks, and you know, Paddy. He'd be tearing the door down, so I thought he was great tonight.
Does he win it all the time? Get used to it.
ask his wife. Ask Mrs. You better ask his. No, he trains in it.
I'm
going
to put more fields in there.
Trains in it. Trains and plays in it.
Yeah. Still the London stage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've got a number of players. You know, I think you know you saw tonight. I thought it was a terrific bit of quality from Stephen Hughes, and that's not the first time he's done that. He did it. And he's got that. You know, if we can get Stephen really fully fit, Stephen's got a lot to offer. You know, he's a talented player.
He never really had.
No, he had a very bad ankle injury that he tried to play. He's an honest lad, Stephen, too honest, if that's possible. And he tried to play through that and he had a problem with it. And then he's had a quad thing. And I think because he was out so long with the ankle, he just wants to play. So he's prepared to sort of tolerate things and get on with it, really. And the weekend was just probably a bridge too far, but I'm pleased for him because he's a good lad.
Yeah.